Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Omid Beis. And we'll start with the very last words of Kuf Tes Zayin, Simen Kuf Tes Zayin, on the bottom of Kuf Mem Gimel Omid Aleph. And we discussed yesterday the bracha of Rifu'enu. This bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, of course, deals with our requesting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to heal people that are in need of a Rifu'ah Shlema. And we said that based upon the Pasuk, which says Rifu'eni Hashem Vo'ei Rafei, which is in the singular, nevertheless, Chazal said we should say Rifu'enu Hashem V'nei Rafei in our bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, and even though we normally don't switch around a singular to a plural or a plural to a singular from a pasuk, that is in this situation allowable. That is because we're davening over here to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is called a derech tefillah ubakasha, and it is permissible. So this is where we left off yesterday. Now we turn to Kuf Mem Gimel Omud Beis, and we go with the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel, and he writes, V'yachol ispal al-cholim b'rufa'enu. One is permitted to go and daven for sick people, specific sick people, during the bracha of Rufa'enu, V'yomar, and he should say, Rufa' na ploni bas ploni, or plonis bas ploni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should please grant the Rufa Shlema, B'soch shar chol Yisrael, to this person, a Rufa Shlema should be granted them amongst all the sick of Klal Yisrael. And this lashon to say so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, or so-and-so who is the daughter of so-and-so, this lashon to say the name of their parent, this is true when the person isn't present. But if the person themselves is present over there, you're davening at the bedside of a chola or a chola, so then you don't have to mention the person's name. There are a number of important things here that the Dirshu footnotes bring down. So in footnote number one, he brings down that to daven on a regular basis, to insert the name of the same person day after day after day, the Aderes, right, Shalo Yinoig Kane Bekvius, is not proper for a person to do this on a regular basis, because it looks like this is a girsa, a regular part of the Shemoneh Esrei. And a person has to make a distinction between his voluntary insertions from the regular standard Shemoneh Esrei. And this also is the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, that he should at least pause in between and possibly be mechadish something else in the tefillah, rather than just saying by rote every day the same exact name of the person and as if it's part of the regular Shemoneh Esrei. In addition, if a person who is sick is unfortunately so far gone that the physicians who are taking care of him have no hope that he'll be able to be cured under normal circumstances, so Shlomo Zalman said, Shalo laharbos b'tfilas rabin b'firsum, that one shouldn't have a public gathering for such a person and daven together, shim lo yeyonu b'tfilasim, because if this person is not answered, yesh lochush l'rifoyin chasashon b'muna, because people then may get, unfortunately, a loss of faith and bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because this tefillah b'rabin wasn't answered. This is not chas v'shalom to say that public gatherings at tefillah aren't tremendously important and shouldn't be done. However, if there really is no hope for the person to survive, then this could have a negative end result, which Rav Shlomo Zalman cautions us about. In regards to a chola who is suffering nebuch from all sorts of difficulties, so this is a famous discussion which the Dirshu footnote just alludes to, as to whether you are permitted to daven for a person to die. This is far too great a subject for us to discuss right now, but there's a famous Ran based upon the Gemara in Ksubos, which the Aruch HaShulchan paskins, in fact, that says you are allowed to daven for the person to pass away. However, most of the poskim do not paskin like this, lahalocha. And Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe writes that a person should daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should relieve the pain and suffering of the person, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do basically what is the best for this person, but it is not proper for a person to daven for somebody to die, according to many poskim. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan, based upon the Ran in Kesubas, does say that it is permissible. And this is a horrible situation that nobody should ever find themselves in, Rachmana Litzlan, that they're davening for a loved one to die, and we should daven every day that we shouldn't be faced with such a difficult situation, Rachmana Litzlan. Dirshu footnote number two brings down that you're mekayim the great mitzvah v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha when you daven for other people in your Shemoneh Esrei, not only for your own personal health or for your loved one's health. And he says this is also a great etzah that the Gemara tells us that a person above a kama, that if a person davens for somebody else, he'll be answered for that need if he needs it himself as well. On Shabbos, we normally don't daven for a specific chola to get a refuah shlema, but the Eishel Avrami B'Chach brings down Sheyochol Ispalo B'Hira. One can think about this, and certainly on anything like that. And this is, in fact, the opinion of Shlomo Zalman as well. Shemutu Lishol Uvakesh B'Hira. One can think about the needs of a chola and daven for them on Shabbos in thought, but shouldn't say the words out loud. Dishu footnote number three brings down the famous tshuva from the Zokein Aaron and the Das Torah and others who say that when one davens and says the Mishaberach for somebody, one says the name of the person who's sick, the son or the daughter of, they should say the name of the mother. Shekemash b'Zohar, this is based upon the Zohar Lech Lecha, and this is also brought down in the Zohar, Shemaskirim Shem Imo Shu Dover Shein Bo Chashada, that this is something that certainly this is the person's mother, and that I also heard in the name of the Birke Yosef, the Chidah, that certainly the mother, a Jewish mother, is a tzaddikus under all circumstances where the father might not be. So therefore, we daven with the name of the mother to try to bring an extra zechus to the person who is sick. The Chazon Ish also held that you should daven in the name of the mother, as did his brother-in-law, the stipler, and this is in fact the minhag. However, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that you could daven for the name of the mother or the father, and the Medrash Talpio says, Bedavka, you should be maskir, the father. As I mentioned, the minhag is that we mention the mother. If we don't know the name of the mother, so the Chazon Ish says that you could say the name of the father then, or any other name that the person has, for example, their last name, would be certainly acceptable as well. And when a mother is davening about her own children, Chaim Kanievsky writes that she should just say, Hashem should cure my child, who is in need of Fush Seymour, she doesn't have to mention her own name. If a child is born and doesn't yet have a name, so the meaning is to say, we say, Ben Plonis, the son of so-and-so. Rabbi Kiva Eviger brings down when a person is davening for his father or his mother, he doesn't say Avi Mori or Imi Morasi, he should just say the name of the parent, and this is a raya he brings down from Shlomo HaMelech, who davened for David Avi, for David his father. When a person is davening for a Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky brings down that he should say Refuah Shleimah to Reb Ploni, rather than just saying the name of the great Talmud Chacham. Finally, we conclude this siman with the Rama, who adds, "Mikom makom imomer mizma shalim also l'shanas midloshin yochel the rabbi olahefech." We just pointed out before that you're not allowed to change a tefillah found in the psukim from singular to plural or plural to singular, except if it's a derech tefillah bakasha. But the Rama says over here that if you're saying the entire mizmar, then you shouldn't change it around. Only if you're picking out part of it, like we just said, Rifa'enu, so then you're allowed to change it around. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet writes, Rotz Shalomar, Afilu Amamar Derech Tefillah, even if you're saying it as a tefillah, if you're saying the entire capital, then you shouldn't say it, changing it from Loshon Yochid to Rabim or Rabim to Yochid. The Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Ukisha'enu Amar Derech Tefillah, if you're not saying it as a tefillah, Gam Lahagah, so Afilu Pasagecha, then even the Ramah would agree that you're not allowed to change one word around from singular to plural. That concludes Simen Kuf Tes Zayin. And now we begin the bracha of Dine Birkas Hashanim Baruch Aleinu, which is Simen Kuf Yud Zayin. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, Birkas Hashanim, the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, Tzorech Lomar Bo B'Yimos HaGishomim V'Sein Talamotar. We add the insertion during the winter months, when the rainy season, V'Sein Talamotar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us Tal and Motar, the dew and the rain. U'maskilun L'Shol Motar, when do we start saying this tefillah? In Chutzol Oretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, we begin this with the Tefillas Arvis at Mariv time, Shoyom Shishim Achar Tkufas Tishrei, 60 days after the first day of the Tkufas of Tishrei. The Tkufa of Tishrei counts as the first day, and 60 days afterwards, we start saying Talamotar in Amar Shemun Esrei. The Ramah adds, V'yoma Tkufa, hi b'chal hashishim. The first day of the Tkufa, even if it doesn't start at the beginning of the day, as long as it starts before nightfall, so that day counts as day one. For us, in our calendar, this usually turns out to be December 4th. On some occasions, it can be December 5th, especially the year before a leap year, and this will change with the calendar. In the year 2100, then this will change to December 5th and December 6th, respectively. This is because this is based upon the solar calendar solely, and the Hebrew calendar, of course, is a solar and lunar calendar combined. And the practical ramifications of this are some of our months have 29 days, some have 30 days in the Hebrew calendar, and then 7 out of every 19-year cycle, we have an extra month, Adar Sheni, like we do this year. Now, this was for Sein Talamotar in Chutz Laretz. The Mechaber continues, and he says, "Uv Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, Maschilin L'shol Milel Zayim B'Mar Cheshvan." In Eretz Yisrael, they begin from the seventh day of the month of Mar Cheshvan. The reason we don't start right after Sukkot, which technically one should, is to allow people enough time to go back to their houses, and they shouldn't be bothered with rain during the time that it takes to leave Eretz Yisrael to get to the furthest places in Eretz Yisrael was about a two-week period of time, which is why we start on Zayin Mar Cheshvan. V'sholin atfilas ha-mincha. We continue saying the same talamotar until the davening of mincha. Erev yom tov rishon shel Pesach, right before Pesach. We start, of course, saying on Pesach, as we pointed out already previously, morid atol, for those who say morid atol, or we just stop saying mashiv ruach v'regeshem for Ashkenazim. But the last time we say it will be the mincha right before Pesach, u'mishom v'elach poskim lishol. And from that point on, until we reach to the next December 5th, or in Eretz Yisrael, Zayin Mar Cheshvan, so then we no longer say this bracha, the same talamotar. Now we have a lot of Mishnah Berurah to catch up on. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph writes, we say this in the Brach of Hashanim, Hanusach, by the way, in that Brach, he says, Visabenu mitu vecha. And this is based upon the Rosh and the Marshal, and the Sidra Ari, Kosov mitu vah. However, others have the girsah mituvah, v'sabeinu mituvah. Sivkat and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Tfilas Arvis, he says, look in the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha there has a whole interesting discussion based upon the completion of the 60-day period of time, whether if you forgot St. Talamotar in the first Maariv that you're starting to say it on December 4th or 5th, does that person have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? Ayin Shom for this discussion. Sivkat and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, on the 60th day, Kelomar, Betfilas Arvis, Shemaschal Yom Shishim. This means the start of the 60th day by the Maariv of the 60th day. For Oz Yachriz Hashamish, the Shamish should get up and announce Le'achar HaKadosh, Kodem HaTfila, right after they finish the Kaddish, after Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amin V'Yamein, before you start the Shemoneh Esrei, the Chazan should say, Saint Talumotar. Bechtei She'edu Lomar V'Saint Talumotar, in order that the people should know, to remind themselves to say Saint Talumotar in the Shemoneh Esrei. Here there's no problem of an interruption, because we've mentioned already previously, by Maariv time, the Smichas Gula L'Tfila is not as strong as by Shachris, and since this is part of the davening, it's not considered a hafsik. If the Chazan or the Shamish or somebody did not announce it, as opposed to, we said, by the bracha of Maskir Gurus Kishamim, by Mashav Ruach Mir Nagoshim or Morid Atal, there you need the announcement. Here you don't need the announcement to start saying it. The issue footnote number 2 brings down, why do we say Saint Tal Umotar? Why not just say Saint Motar? She says, She'anu Mavakshim She'el Lebracha, Ki'esh Tal She'enu Lebracha, because you also want the Tal, which is present at all times, to be Lebracha, because that Tal could unfortunately sometimes not be Lebracha. Sivkot and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Hashishim, the 60th day, Kolomar, Yom Shenof Lebo HaTkufa, V'chashim Meklal Hashishim. The 60th day after the start of the Tkufa is what we're talking about over here. Afilu HaTkufa Nofeles V'chatzi Yom O Achakach. Even if the Tkufa didn't start at the beginning of the day, started in the middle of the day, that day is still called day one. Rak She'iktsas Kodem Alayla, as long as that first day is before nightfall. If it's after nightfall, then that's not the first day, then the next day is the first day. And there's always going to be, therefore, 2 days between the start of the Tkufa and the time that we start to ask. This means, the Matkufa B'Yom Aleph, if the start of the 60th days is on a Sunday, on the first day of the week, Hashela B'Tfilas Arvis Shayocha L'Yom Dalet, then on the beginning of Wednesday, that will be the time that we begin to ask St. Talamotar. We have 2 intervening days, Monday and Tuesday. The reason for this is quite simple. 7 goes into 68 times, that's 56. Sunday is 57, Monday is 58, Tuesday is 59, and therefore the 60th day will always be Wednesday. So there's always going to be a full 2 days in between the start of the Tkufa and the day that we actually start saying V'Sein Talu Motor. Sivkot and Hey, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ube Eretz Yisrael V'Chulei, and Eretz Yisrael we start from the 7th day of Cheshvan, Lefisha Sham, Tzorech L'Gishamim, because in Eretz Yisrael they need the rains at an earlier point in time. Lefisha Gaval, whom we call our Ratzos, because Eretz Yisrael is higher up than other countries. The low-lying lands of Bavel, for example, the rain and all the waters pour into the land and they don't need the rain so much. Mashen came Begol, as opposed to Chutz Laretz, like I said, in Bavel. V'yanu b'chol Chutz Laretz, Basa b'nei Gola, the Bavel Azlinan. And we, in the rest of the world, outside of Eretz Yisrael, we call ourselves like Bavel, whether that's true or not, we all have the same halacha. Ben Eretz Yisrael b'chutz laretz alehafech, if a person from Eretz Yisrael finds himself b'chutz laretz, or vice versa, im dai to besoch shana lazor, if he's intending to go back that year, shol kimakomo, he says Saint Talamotar according to the place where he comes from. So if he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael b'chutz laretz, but he's planning on going back, he starts from Zayin Mar Cheshvan. If he's a Ben chutz laretz in Eretz Yisrael, he's planning on going back, then he starts saying it from the 60th day after the Tkufa starts, i.e. December 4th or December 5th. Vim dai to achar shana. But if he's not planning to leave that year, he's only going to go back in a different year, shol kamokum shusham, then he is like a dweller in that place. Whatever they do, that's what he does. And this is true even if he has his family, his wife and his children still living in his home country. This is the opinion of the Prichodosh, as brought down by the Prima Gadim. However, the Birke Yosef writes, and he says, Hiskim b'shem kam megdolim, this is the opinion as well of many gedolim, ladas maraz guta umari molcho, they're called echod yishal kivnei ha'ir ha'nimtzabah, that everybody should always ask like the people that they're with. So if you're in Beren Eretz Yisrael, but you're in Chutz Laretz, or you're in Ben Chutz Laretz, and you're in Eretz Yisrael, you should follow what they're doing locally, delo ka Prichodosh, not like the Prichodosh said that you go by your hometown. I ain't shum for this discussion. This is true, he says, however, only if you're not intending to go back. And this is a very complicated discussion, which is too far advanced for us to discuss in the short time that we have here. The Halacha Berurah brings down that in cities that are close to Eretz Yisrael, countries that are close to Eretz Yisrael, for example, El Arish, Damasek, Midbar Sinai, that the climate is very similar to Eretz Yisrael, so they follow for St. Talamotar the laws of Eretz Yisrael. They start from Zayin Mar Cheshvan. He also has an interesting discussion about what happens if your country needs rain, even though it's a time that in Eretz Yisrael they're saying for rain, but in your country they're not saying for rain. And as well, the Dirshu footnotes on page 33 in the back of the Sefer, Dirshu footnotes 4 and onward, all also discuss many very interesting situations where there is a need for rain or where there's not a need for rain, and what should a person do if his country's needs are different than what, in general, Chutz La'aretz halachically is supposed to say. Ayin Shom for these detailed comments. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav writes, U'b'di'evet im lo sha machzir lo so, if a person living in Eretz Yisrael was supposed to start on Zayin Mar Cheshvan, and he doesn't, so then he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And this is different than if a person forgot to say Yalav Yavo on Marav of Rosh Chodesh, where we said a person doesn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. The Shama Tam Mishum Dei Mekachin Achodesh Balayla. There, the reason is because they weren't Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh at night time, so you really only have Rosh Chodesh the following morning. So this is the opinion over here that one who forgot to say Saint Talamotor in the first Marav does have to go back. This is the opinion of the Sefer Birki Yosef. However, it brings down the Sefer Zichor Li Avram, who's Mitzadei Shalolach Sobe Dieved, that if one forgot, one doesn't have to go back. Okidas Halochos Ketan, as is brought down in the Sefer Halachos Ketanos, Chelek Aleph, Siman Ayin Gimel. Ukemo Biaskora, and this is the same halacha as we've already spoken about in saying Maskir, Mashiv Ruach Mirda Goshem, when we say the Mashiv Ruach Mirda Goshem, that the halacha is different by Marav at night time, Ayin Shom, as we've already discussed. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Avol Midiri Kamu Achronim Sharisi Lo Mash Bekein. This is not, in fact, the halacha, according to many Achronim. Sivkot and Zayin, Vishalim, Ad, we continue saying this until the Mincha right before Pesach, Klomar, Viad Bechlal, including that Mincha. Vein Chiluk Bepsiko, Bein Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz. And here there is no difference whether you're living in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz, even though in Eretz Yisrael they've been saying it for a longer period of time, Chutz La'aretz for a shorter period of time, everybody stops by the Mincha, including the Mincha, prior to Pesach. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Yechidim Atzrichim L'mota B'Yimosa Chama, individuals who need rain for whatever the reason, for their farm or whatever it may be, during the summer months when we're not davening for Saint Talamotor, Ein Shalom Oso B'Bichas Hashonim. They're not allowed to say V'Saint Talamotor in the Bracha of Borech Aleinu. Ella, what should they do? They need rain. Ella B'Shomei Tvila. They add the insertion of asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rain. They can say Saint Talamotor. They can just ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rain during the bracha of Shomei Atvila, when you can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything. Even a very large city like Nineveh, O Eretz Achatz Kula, or an entire country, Kamo Sepharad, like Spain, Bechlola, would be included in this din, or Ashkenaz, Bechlola, or Germany would be included in this din, Ki Yechidim Domu. Nevertheless, they are still considered like individuals compared to the rest of the world, and an individual is not allowed to say the bracha for Saint Talamotor when you're not allowed to, during the summer months, even though your country needs it, you're considered like an individual and used to say it in the Shemaya Tvila Bracha. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches writes, Vav de Yisro lekamon b'simin kuv yotes, even though we're going to learn in simin kuv yotes, dima yotzarech lefarnosa omra b'birchas hashonim, that if a person is in need of parnosa, he's allowed to ask for it in birchas hashonim. So one might have thought that one could ask for rain in birchas hashonim. You're a farmer, you need parnosa, that will get you parnosa. Shiny parnosa, parnosa is different. Shudavar atzarech lakol, everybody needs parnosa. Vein bohezek l'shum adam, if I ask to win the lottery, if I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me a raise, so then it doesn't hurt anybody else. However, avamota, if I ask for rain, that may be good for me, that might be bad for everybody else, and therefore we don't ask for that during the bracha of Barech Aleinu, but you could ask for it in the bracha of Shomei Atvila. Sivkot and Tes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, in Shomei Atvila, the Nero Delphize, according to this opinion, the Kol Shekein, certainly, certainly one would be permitted to ask it in Shomei Atvila after Zayim Archeshvan, because in Eretz Yisrael they're already asking for it in the same Talamata in the regular Barech Aleinu. So certainly we could ask for it in the Shomei Atvila. And likewise, between Pesach and Shavuos, in countries who still require rain, then even though the rest of the world has stopped saying Saint Talamata, they certainly would be allowed to in Shomei Atvila. Doha afilu betkufas Tammuz, the simen klolahem, shalom b'shomei Atvila. Because even in the months of Tammuz and the summer months, when it is a simen klola, a sign of cursing by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if there were to be rain, it would destroy the fields. Nevertheless, you would be allowed to be asking in your Shomei Atvila for rain if you need it. Finally, because of the Taz brings down, that the Tzibur can do this is in their Shilin Shmon Esrei. The Chazan is not allowed to say this Tvila during his out loud reading of the Shemaya Tvila for everybody. The Mishnah Berurah brings down Umin Hagenu Kayom Shomer Ashleich Tzibur Bishomer Tefillah. However, nowadays we do say it in the Chazaras Hashatz. One can ask for rain during times when an entire country or an entire nation needs the rain. Aval Ein Omer V'Saint Halamata Luchot, but we don't say Saint Halamata Kim B'Psukim Ushal Ushonos, but we use other words to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu for the rain. Ochar Nitvas B'Sidurim, and the Sidurim have these Girsos Ayin Sham. And Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Yantip, Maskir and Yudgim Midos, Omim Mizbar Tilim, Shalmotor, Kidisa Besidurim, the special tefillahs that we say on Shabbos and Yantip, Ayin Sham. That concludes today's share.